Well, since we're already a week and a half in, I can't really be the first to wish you a Happy New Year, but perhaps I can be the last. Happy New Year, everybody! What a great way to start 2016 here on the Shellac Stack. That's Freeman Davis, better known as Brother Bones, and his Shadows on the Tempo Records label number 696, recorded in about 1948. I'm a Ding Dong Daddy from Dumas, a song that went all the way back to 1930. And Brother Bones, Freeman Davis, came originally from Montgomery, Alabama, but moved out to California, where he opened a shoeshine shop, and he would whistle and occasionally play his bones, and at some point must have been discovered and made his first recordings when he was already in his mid-40s, and had a brief fame in the late 40s and early 1950s playing bones on record. And of course, his record of Sweet Georgia Brown was adopted by the Harlem Globetrotters as their theme song and continues to be heard to this day, but he made quite a few other really, really nice records, including that one. My name is Brian Wright. This is the Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. Thank you so much for logging on, tuning in, listening to the program wherever you may be. A quick hello to my friend Malcolm, who's listening over in the UK, and everyone else out there. Thank you for listening. I've got a nice program for you today to start off the new year. Plenty of traditional jazz, dance bands. We've got some early country records, even some Hawaiian stuff a little later on in the program. We're going to move along now to a record by Al Katz and his orchestra. Al Katz didn't make all that many records, just a handful in the mid-1920s for both the Victor and Columbia labels. On Victor, he was Al Katz and his Kittens, and his last name, in case you're wondering, was spelled K-A-T-Z. Here he's just credited in the more conventional form, Al Katz and his orchestra. It's Columbia 1971, recorded August 30th, 1929 in New York City. A lovely song to start the new year called A Year From Today. Thank you.
Beside me, and you know how you help and guide me. I wonder whether we'll be together a year from today. With every tear you shed in sorrow, I always fear about tomorrow. Will we be parted and broken-hearted a year from today? Each time we quarrel, you want to part. I'm so afraid that one day you'll start. For if you did, why, you'd take my heart with you too. But then you cry when you've relented. Why shouldn't I be quite contented? I'll still continue believing in you a year from today.
Isn't that a nice record? And so beautifully recorded by Columbia in August of 1929 in New York City, a year from today, Al Katz and his orchestra. And the vocalist, I consulted several discographies and the label of the record. He's unknown, not credited anywhere. I didn't recognize him. If you did, if you know who it is, send me an email. Let me know. shellacstack@gmail.com. Well, recently I was going through some crates of 78s that I had not yet cataloged, including one where I had been putting all my Dixieland 78s from the late 1940s and early 1950s, and found some very nice things, including the next two that I'll play for you. First, it's the Dixieland Rhythm Kings, a group led by Carl Halen on trumpet and featuring Gene Mayall on tuba, among others. This was recorded in Dayton, Ohio in December of 1950, issued, as I said, on the Knickerbocker label, record number 2. And it's an appropriate enough song for the start of a show like this. Don't Go Away Nobody is the name of the song. After that, we'll hear the Tailgate Jazz Band, which was a group from Los Angeles led by a young Conrad Janis, son of Harriet Janis, who co-wrote They All Played Ragtime with Rudy Blesch, and who went on to have quite a career for himself as an actor. We'll hear the Chattanooga Stomp, originally associated with King Oliver's Jazz Band. And this is an interesting record because it was issued on the Record Changer label. In reality, there was a contest in 1949 sponsored by the Record Changer magazine to find the best traditional jazz band in the country, and they invited local amateur jazz bands from around the country to submit recordings of themselves, and then they would have a panel select the best of those and take those submitted recordings and issue them on a little custom 78 that was sold to members of the magazine. And so that's what this is. It's Record Changer number 101. The Tailgate Jazz Band was the first place winner that year, so they got the entire record to themselves. They're on the other side as well. Second and third place winners, split a second 78, so one tune on each side by each of the second and third place bands. But we'll listen to the winners. The Tailgate Jazz Band, Chattanooga Stomp, recorded in Los Angeles, October 23rd, 1949. But first, here's the Dixieland Rhythm Kings.
Thank you.
That's the Tailgate Jazz Band, record changer number 101 from 1949, the Chattanooga Stomp. Before that, the Dixieland Rhythm Kings, led by Carl Halen, and Don't Go Away, Nobody. Some good advice for this edition of the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright. You're listening to 78 RPM records of the 19-teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, and on into the 1950s. If you have a request, I would welcome those. You can send them to me by email, shellacstack@gmail.com. That's shellacstack@gmail.com. Or visit my website, www.briansright.com, and send me an email through the contact form on the webpage. Even if it's just to say hi, I love hearing from people who listen to the program. Well, I'm next. As you may know, I enjoy taking two different versions of the same song and putting them back to back sometimes, just for comparison's sake, and that's what we'll do now. Two different versions recorded about 3 weeks apart of a tune called My Sweetie Turned Me Down. What do I care? What do I care? It was written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson, came out in early 1925. The first version we'll hear was issued on the Columbia label, number 389. It's by the Dixie Stars, Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson, recorded May 21st, 1925. And Al Bernard takes the lead vocal there. After that, we'll hear Frank Crummett's version that was issued on Victor, number 19701, recorded June 10th, 1925 in Camden, New Jersey, so about 3 weeks later. And Frank Crummett really gets going by the end. I think it's a marvelous, marvelous record, and almost certainly Frank Banta at the piano on Frank Crummett's version. There is a tad of the minstrelsy in the Dixie Stars version, as we sort of expect from Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson, but it's still a fun record, so let's take a listen. Here's the Dixie Stars in 1925.
What's the matter, Albert?
You hear about it?
Hear about which?
That gal of mine.
What do you mean?
She turned me down.
Says which?
She turned me.
Left you?
Yeah.
That's good.
Don't say that, son, now.
No use crying. It's over now. No use trying to start around. Don't be sorry for me. Cause really I'm not craving sympathy. Gee, if I should die before I wake, what do I care, what do I care? My sweetie turned me down. Nights are long, life is short, what do I care, what do I care? My sweetie turned me down. There's just one place I can see, turn me down. Play something for me, Russell.
Now there's no use trying to start around. Don't If I should die before I wake, what do I care, what do I care? My sweetie, turn me down. Nights are long and life is short, but what do I care, what do I care? My sweetie, turn me down. There's just one place I can see, and that's the river for me. And I got no boat and I can't float, but what do I care, what do I care? My sweetie, turn me down. I can't be happy, I can't be glad, I can't have kisses I always had. Gee, what good is the park when I can't get those kisses in the dark? Gee, let it rain, let it pour, what I care, what I care? My sweetie turned me down. And if it ain't gonna rain no more, what I care, what I care? My sweetie turned me down. She wanted me to reduce, I starved for weeks like a goose. Now I'll eat potatoes and I'll get fat, 'cause what I care, what I care? My sweetie turned me down. Wise men say that the world might end, but what I care, what I care? My sweetie turned me down. Got no family, got no friends, but what I care, what I care? My sweetie turned me down. While in this terrible rage, I'm glad that I'm on the stage, 'cause I'll sing Mammy and I'll get shot, but what I care, what I care? My sweetie turned me down.
And there you have two versions of My Sweetie Turn Me Down, What Do I Care, What Do I Care. First it was the Dixie Stars, Al Bernard and J. Russell Robinson, on a Columbia disc from May of 1925, then Frank Crummett on Victor from June of 1925. Up next, I have two records for you by two of the early prolific country recording artists. At the time, the record labels marketed them as hillbilly musicians. We might think of them now as old-time musicians. First, it's Ernest Stoneman on a Victor 78 from May of 1927. Ernest Stoneman was born in Carroll County, Virginia, near the town of Galax in 1893, and didn't start recording until about 1924, 1925, when Ralph Peer directed him for some sessions on Victor and OK. He later recorded for Paramount, Jeanette, a host of labels, and quite a number of records he made himself and with his wife and family members. He and his wife had 23 children, only about half of whom survived to adulthood. And though the family fell on hard times in the early years of the Depression, later on the children resurrected the family name and gained some success in the 50s and 60s, recording for Starday and appearing on TV shows like Hee Haw. But we're going to go back to the beginning. Ernest Stoneman in 1927, a tune credited to him. It's Till the Snowflakes Fall Again. After that, we'll hear Doc Roberts, often credited as Fiddling Doc Roberts, a musician who came out of Madison County, Kentucky, and born in the late 1890s, I think 1897, and recorded prolifically in the late 20s and early 30s on a host of labels as well. Jeanette, I think maybe some sides for Paramount. We'll hear him here on a Conqueror 78, number 8136, recorded March 5th, 1931. It's a well-known tune called Did You Ever See the Devil, Uncle Joe?, which is also known as Miss McLeod's Reel. So, two old-time musicians now. First, here's Ernest Stoneman. This record's a little on the worn side, but I don't think it's too bad. Victor 20799, Till the Snowflakes Fall Again.
Alone I sit down by the fireside, thinking of someone I love, or reading a letter of treasure from him. is present right here in this room. Hear him say, love, I'll remain. I know he will come for the last words he said when the snowflakes fall again. Snowflakes fall again. Will you then think of me after weary years of strife? Give me a kiss, for tonight we must part. Sunshine will follow the rain. So keep me ever in your heart till the snowflakes fall again. Today I was glad to see the snow fall, pretty flakes fly in the air. I thought of my darling, my love, and my own. In the hall, hear him say, love, I'll remain. I know he will come for the last words he said when the snowflakes fall again. Dim your eye with a tear, but remember, my darling, your place in my heart and a home in my memory so dear. I'm going away to some far distant land, and I know not how long I'll remain. If you'll only be true, I'll come back to you when the snowflakes fall again. Snowflakes fall again. Will you then think of me after weary years of strife? I'll turn brown eyes to you. Come give me a kiss, for tonight we must part. Sunshine will follow the rain. So keep me ever in your heart till the snowflakes fall again. Thank you.
Lending a little more variety to today's proceedings. First, we heard Ernest Stoneman, Till the Snowflakes Fall Again, followed by the Fiddling Doc Roberts Trio, Did You Ever See the Devil, Uncle Joe. Up next, I've got an interesting record. I'll admit this didn't really do much for me the first few times I heard it, but it has grown on me since then. This is a record by Elsie Clark, who was a vaudeville singer in the early 1920s. Some newspaper reports suggest that she may have originally come from Australia. She recorded a handful of selections for mostly the OK label, I think a few also for Edison, but it was her success on OK that led her to get the nickname the OK Recording Girl. And this is one of those records, OK 4551, from December 8th, 1921. The song, which is a great song, You're a Good Old Car, But You Can't Climb Hills, is the name of this. And it has such wonderful lyrics to it. I'll just give you the first stanza in case it's hard to make out from the record. But she sings, Look here, Jefferson Lee, you mean nothing to me. Your love slipped from an A1 brand clear down to an XYZ. When you came here to board, talk of lovin', oh Lord, you started like a Rolls Royce with me, but you ended like a Ford. Your baby's gone far, far away, so travel on, you've had your day. There was a time I liked your kissin', but now your motor is missin'. You ain't hittin' on all four no more. You're out of gas, can't even start. You couldn't pass a sprinklin' cart. We part. What I need is some speed, got to have my lovin' thrills. You're a good old car, but you can't climb hills. And it goes on from there, and if you listen carefully, perhaps you can decipher the words. It's a fun vaudeville-type song sung by Elsie Clark. And one more little note of interest. Elsie Clark, if she's remembered at all these days, it seems to be as the first person to sing the song Lovesick Blues, which later became so famous for Hank Williams. She sang that, I believe, in 1921. The first person to do so. After Elsie Clark, we'll hear something from Harry Reeser, and I'll tell you more about that after we take a listen. But first, here's Elsie Clark, You're a Good Old Car. Actually, excuse me, just You're a Good Car, But You Can't Climb Hills.
From an A1 brand clear down to an XYZ. When you came here aboard, talk of love and oh Lord, you started like a Rolls Royce with me, but you ended like a Ford. Your baby's gone far, far away, so travel on. Had your day. There was a time when I liked your kissin', but now your motor is missin'. You ain't hittin' on all four no more. You're out of gas, can't even start. You couldn't pass a sprinklin' car. What I need is some speed. Got to have my lovin' thrills. You're a good old car, but you can't climb hills. Listen, Jefferson Lee, or why I'm setting you free. Once your lovin' was all okay, but now it's a big empty. When I think of the past, goodness, but you were fast. You started off like a man of war, but you done broke down at last. Your baby's gone far, far away, so travel on. Had your day. One time your speed was 40 horsepower, but now it's one kiss an hour. Your love battery's done gone dry.
long, oh dear. The world am large, you can park here. In my garage there's no free charge. Get thee hence, jump that fence, drift among the daffodils, you're a good old car, but you can climb here.
Have a nifty little novelty written by Harry Reeser and performed by Harry Reeser with his trio under the name of the Royale Trio, a Pathé Actuel record number 020896 from December 13th, 1922, a thing called Pickens. Before that, it was Elsie Clark singing You're a Good Car, But You Can't Climb Hills. How did you like that? Okay, 4551 from December of 1921, a tune written by A.B. Sterling, E.P. Moran, and Harry Von Tilzer. Up next, I have two records with a sort of pseudo-Hawaiian flavor. First, it's the Four Aristocrats singing She's Still My Baby on a Victor record from October of 1926. And this is one of the very first records I ever acquired back when I was in, kindergarten or first grade. And the copy I had at that time had a needle dig towards the end that caused the needle to stick at a certain spot just before they sang the last line. And I heard it that way for so many years that it seems strange to me now to listen to this much cleaner copy without that needle dig that tracks just fine at the end. Maybe you've had experiences like that as well, coming across a record that has some flaw and that flaw becomes part of the performance for you. Anyway, we'll hear the Four Aristocrats do that, and afterwards, it's the Frank Ferreira Trio, but the real star here is the uncredited vocalist, who is Annette Hanshaw. This is a record from May of 1928, and the tune is Right or Wrong. And just a fun little coincidence here, I didn't plan it this way. You know, Elsie Clark, somewhat famous now for being one of the first to sing the Lovesick Blues. Well, this is another song from about that same time, 1921, Right or Wrong, which later became a hit in country music circles, just as Lovesick Blues did. I think Right or Wrong was a big hit for Milton Brown and his Brownies, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, and of course, both songs, Right or Wrong and Lovesick Blues, were hits for Emmett Miller and his Georgia Crackers. But we'll hear the version now by Frank Ferreira and his trio, Cameo 8363. But first, it's the Four Aristocrats.
I thought I'd lose you, still I pray must remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Almost caught me off guard there without the little "that's all" tag. That was Annette Hanshaw singing under no credit on the label, Cameo 8363, Right or Wrong, the Frank Ferreira Trio. Before that, the Four Aristocrats, Victor 20314, from October of 1926, She's Still My Baby. Gosh, it's been a fun hour. I can't believe it's already almost over, but I have one more record for you. And as always, before we get to that, thank you for tuning in and listening to the Shellac Stack. If you enjoyed the program and you want to drop me a note, my email address is shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, shellacstack@gmail.com. Past programs in the series are also available on my website, www.briansright.com. And I have some other news before we part, which is that over the last month, I have inaugurated a YouTube channel designed to share 78 RPM records sort of between episodes of the Shellac Stack. Chances for you to see the labels and hear some rather unusual and obscure 78 RPM recordings. I'll post a link to that in the description for this program on my website, but if you want to type in a search on YouTube, the user ID to look for is 3, the numeral 3, Mil Stylus, all one word. So 3MILSTYLUS. 3 Mil Stylus is the username. Record serious diehards will understand that. In any case, that's there if you would like to take a look. And now we have one more record for you, as always. This is Fred Rich and his orchestra, one of my favorite sort of studio bands of the late 20s and early 30s. Scrappy Lambert is the uncredited vocalist here, I think. Columbia 2494, recorded June 15th, 1931. An appropriate enough tune to end this edition of the Shellac Stack. It's The Hour of Parting. Beautiful tune. I hope you'll enjoy it. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time for more 78s on the Shellac Stack.
Still hear them play. But now we're saying goodbye. The parting hour is near.